Welcome to the November 22nd edition of In the Moment Tech Radio. I'm your host, Ken Osborne. We have gathered the experts to talk gifting today. We will like to listen to your thoughts and answer your questions. In the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls is Exigent Solutions' Amos Aesop. Hello, Amos.
Hey, Kent. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Good. Good. Things are good.
Awesome. Also joining us on today's show from Vermilion, Heather Benson. Hello, Heather.
Hello. How's it going, everyone?
It's going great. It's glad to have you on the show again. Not in another tech session today, but we wanted to bring you in on the Guide to Geek Gifting because you're one of the bigger geeks I know, and we're gonna.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You can take that as a compliment. So we'll go with that. Joining us on the phone from BIT in Pierre is Jeff Litterick. Good day, Jeff.
Good day, all.
Are you getting into the holiday swing?
Slowly but surely. It doesn't look too holidays outside yet, and it's supposed to be a warm weekend, but it's all coming.
Well, we'll force the issue and have a show today and talk about that. But we are a listener interactive program. If you have a question, we will try to provide that answer on Facebook. We are simply facebook.com/techradio. You may post your comments or questions there. Please don't be shy. You can send us a text. It's 956-STPB. That's 956-7372. And our phone number is 800-852-0214. Of course, the email address that most people like to use, inthemoment@stpb.org. If you have a particular gift that you are happy to be giving this year and you'd like to share that with folks, or maybe there's a piece of equipment or technology that you'd really like to have, maybe we can drop the hint for you today. But we're going to talk about a little bit of geek gifting today, and it's probably appropriate because a week from today is the traditional Black Friday. Amos, I'm not sure that holds the weight that it has.
You know, I agree. I've been surprised at I was on. I think it was Best Buy's website earlier this week, and they already had Best Buy deals available. Not Best Buy, Black Friday deals available. And, you know, as they compete for Black Friday shoppers and people who are looking for Black Friday deals, I suppose the idea is if you make the days longer or more of them, the sooner you can get those deals in front of those customers, the more likely you are to get that initial cash, right?
Yeah.
So here we are a week. It was a week and a half out, and they were already doing Black Friday specials.
I noticed.
And it probably doesn't help.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
The retail stores are losing 6 days they normally would have because of the late Thanksgiving for the Christmas shopping season. So I'm sure, especially on the retail side, they're kind of in a rush because just less physical shopping days.
I saw ads last week, a bunch of 40% off things at different retailers. Scored a couple of deals myself because I didn't figure the Black Friday ads were going to be any cheaper, and they really weren't. In fact, I saw similar prices on what I would consider to be poorer specs.
You know, that was one thing I don't think that, or I thought we would bring up today, is definitely, you know, some of those items that people are literally breaking down the doors for, you know, the super cheap TVs, the computers that are nearly free, that sort of stuff are certainly devices that probably aren't the top of the line brand names, all the features, all the specs. You're certainly getting pretty close to what you're paying for, but you know, that's when you're getting a $30 TV, you can't expect a lot out of it now, can you?
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I was going through the Walmart ad this morning for their Black Friday they just announced. And it was kind of funny that a lot of those deals are like that. But they're also offering older models, especially on phones like iPhones and iPads, one or two steps back models, and then selling, discounting them even more. So instead of, you know, if you don't need the latest and greatest, there may be some room there to step back a generation and get a good deal on a phone too, or tablet.
I did notice that. And I was just going to say, we are going to go into a segment on some buying tips later in the show today, and we'll get on with the researching and the and looking into specs and some things like that. That's one of the things that I particularly actually like about browsing the ads is doing the solid research. And we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna get into that a little bit later in the show. Let's talk a little bit about what we're giving and what we're, I don't want to say expecting, but would like to receive. Let's go around the table. Amos, what do you, have you bought? Are you thinking about buying?
Thinking about buying, yeah. You know, for us, our family does a. We've gotten to the point where there's so many people that gifts really are only for 16-year-olds and younger,
oh,
right? So
okay.
as the large family group, when you get together with the grandparents and all the aunts and uncles and that sort of stuff. So most of my gifts are really focused on the 10-year-olds, the 5-year-olds, the 2-year-olds, that sort of age group. And of course, the perennial favorite, while not super technology related, but I think everybody who has an interest in technology may have an interest in them is Legos.
Get you a glass of water here.
And so the issues that I have come across, though, is and this is kind of technology related, is how do you know what Lego set they haven't already purchased, right? And how do you do that? How do you know that when you're buying a box of whatever it is, the city set, the motorboat set, the whatever it is, and the way we fix that is having those individuals who are interested in those type of products go out to Amazon and create a wish list.
Oh,
so now I know, okay, here is a set that is within the price range, it's something they're interested in, and we know he doesn't already have it. And so I've actually requested for a number of people, hey, maybe you could think about, you know, putting up an Amazon wish list so that I don't buy the wrong thing, I don't buy something you already have or something you're not interested in.
That's a great idea. I never considered that. I'm starting to get the wish lists in via text, and sometimes I get one or two items, which is fantastic. Sometimes I get 10 or 12 or 20, and you're like, well, are you just sending the same list to everybody else, and then are we going to get you the whatever that you wanted?
And there's sort of a fail-safe in that, you know, if you buy it from Amazon, it will take it off the list. And there is actually a feature in there that if you were to buy it locally, you can say, there's a button for it, bought it elsewhere, which will also remove it from the list. Of course, that's dependent upon people taking the initiative to hit that button or to even know that the Amazon list is out there. Maybe they don't know the list is there and they just coincidentally bought something very similar. So it is still possible to duplicate, but we're trying.
What do people get? I'm assuming you kind of have everything, but is there something you want for Christmas?
Did you see the new Tesla pickup that came out today?
No. Is it a model or is it an actual pickup?
It's a full size. You'll have to see the unveiling. The best way I heard it described was it's definitely a year 2020 pickup, as would be drawn in the year 1983.
Really?
Yeah, you'll have to see that. So that would be one of those things.
Okay.
Yes, you do have to see that.
Yeah. If it comes even close to the visual, and I'm straying way off topic here, but it is something I'd like for Christmas. If it comes even close to the design from as it sits today to the actual manufactured product, it's wild. So anyway, you'll have to take a look at that one.
Tesla, they're on it.
Tesla, they're on it. And it's called the Cybertruck, which also comes directly out of 1983, right? I mean, here's the future. It's interesting.
Maybe they'll have a Howard the Duck Cybertruck.
Yeah.
And don't be confused from the looks. It's as big as a Ford F-150 and actually has more horsepower and towing capacity than the 150s do today. So,
yeah, and they're coming out with a one-motor for rear-wheel drive, a two-motor for all-wheel drive, and a three for increased power. And now you're talking, because they're electric, zero to 60 times in the same neighborhood of what the current Tesla model, what is that, the X, you know, that has the ludicrous takeoff launch mode and that sort of stuff. Again, straying away from the topic here, I should get back. You know, one of the things that I actually have an interest in and don't have would be the wireless earbuds. And probably the biggest reason I don't have those is I have a hard time justifying that. I've got you know, a lot of these type studio monitor headphones mm-hmm. that are wired.
Yes.
Sound quality is phenomenal. They cover the ear, cancels out all the outside sound. But there are occasions where I wish I had something that was wireless for riding bike, going out for a walk, sitting in some place that maybe these would be too obtrusive. And you just don't need that fidelity. And it would be, you know, something to slip in your pocket. So that's probably something I'll put on my stocking stuffer wish list.
There's a lot of different styles of wireless headphones, earbuds. There's the kind that you wear around your neck.
Yep.
And there's the AirPods.
Yeah, they've gotten really tiny lately. So that's
right. JBL's come out with a really reasonably priced set that just stick in your ears, and that's barely about all there is.
Yeah.
And then there's the more traditional, you know, they kind of drape around your neck, and that's where the battery is kind of, I can think Beats, and there's a bunch of knockoff
sure.
that they all do nice jobs. They're all, you know, Bluetooth.
Right.
When you're thinking style, do you care?
You know, for me, I think I would be looking for the ones that were as small as possible, ones that I could slip in and out of my pocket, or maybe in a small pocket in a backpack, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
For me, I'm kind of into the Samsung ecosystem with a number of things, so I would probably tend to go that direction. Not that there's anything specifically greater about them. They just I've read good reviews. I've had good luck with their products, etc. Of course, I can't go anywhere these days without seeing folks who have the AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new version that's now coming out with the I wish we had Joel here. That's, you know, has the noise canceling built in to that little tiny device, which just amazes me that the battery power exists in a device so small to be doing smart things like noise canceling
mm-hmm.
and at the same time playing music, right? So and then you can use them for 8, 10, 12 hours at a time, and the batteries are still good. So
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Heather, same question. Anything that you're considering buying for a family member that's technology related?
Well, I love the fact that if any of you have kids, you'll have noted that Amazon has really taken us back old school by sending out a yearly Christmas toy catalog to your mailboxes. If you remember back in the day in the JCPenney wish book, Amazon now does that in mm-hmm. the year 2019. And of course, this year my child found it before I did in the mail. And so I had everything circled for me and on the Amazon wish list before I could even comprehend what was happening.
So organized.
I know. But one of the really cool things that's on there that Santa is probably going to bring home, and our daughter is 7, and she just finished watching every single Harry Potter film over the last several weeks, so that she's fully in that zone at her age right now. And as someone who works for SDPB, and we have this amazing video production department here, this really piqued my interest when she circled it, but they have the Harry Potter invisibility cloak. And it works it's a green screen, connects to an app that a kid can make a video where they disappear on screen. And if you have a kid who's a creator and you have a parent who's a creator and you like to just play with that kind of stuff, it's a pretty cool, quote, toy that's pretty high tech when it comes down to it for the age group that it's targeted at. So that's one of the things that's on our list.
And uh-huh.
As for myself, going back to, it's amazing what small batteries can power nowadays. And I think I talked about this last year, but I'm seeing more and more people use this technology. And it's not tech in the traditional way we think of tech, but living on a farm and living in South Dakota, the feedback from people I personally know here and afar, far up north that is, all the different heated apparel that you can buy nowadays. I mean, what tiny batteries can power for long periods of time are just amazing. And some of the heated vests and coats and gloves and insoles, you name it, are just amazing. And the price point has really dropped over the last year. So that's what I'm hoping is under my tree.
All right. Jeff, same question. Have you thought about gifting for folks in your family or your life? And what would that be?
Yeah, probably one of the bigger gifts I'm kind of looking at right now is streaming services, especially with Disney Plus coming up. And to be honest, you can buy an Amazon Fire TV stick or a Roku and turn any, even the older TVs, into a really nice top-end streaming services. And especially with Disney Plus going gangbusters, a subscription to that and, a fairly high-end but cheap streaming device that will support it on anybody's TV, even, when they're out at the campsite and stuff. It's kind of way things are going as people are moving more and more from cable, and including my own family. So
okay, yeah, subscriptions to services is a great idea. What's on your list?
To be honest, I'm kind of in the process of building a new gaming PC, so it's a lot of computer parts and stuff like that. There's a lot of high-end and fairly cheap gaming components coming out, especially stuff like the new gaming monitors. You can get 34-inch gaming monitors, which are a little bit more than your normal monitor in terms of refresh rates and stuff, and they're especially made for games at fairly decent prices anymore. So I got myself the Curved one here not too long ago, but I've just been noticing announcement after announcement. In other words, I'm looking for a new RTX gaming card, the new AMD CPUs are going like gangbusters, and pricing is dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, and just a note for everyone, remember, Windows 7 goes end of life here in January, so if you're not already in Windows 10, it's now a good time to start looking for a computer for gift giving for those people that haven't upgraded. So lots of changes, though. Need more memory, stuff like that. So I'm just looking at different components.
Sure. Okay. I had a question on the tip of my tongue, and how do you like that curved monitor? There's I saw a 27-inch on a Black Friday sale for almost nothing, and thought, well, maybe it's time to go curved.
The main thing, so I was doing a lot of spreadsheets, a lot of very good text work. I probably wouldn't like it because it does tend to distort at the edges a bit. But if you're watching a video, you're playing games, it really, because I remember as a kid, the old time big theaters, because all the big theaters had curved screens and stuff, it actually simulates that experience very well with your eyes when you need to see the whole screen at once. Like I said, for text work, spreadsheet work, it probably would drive me nuts, but at work, but at home with gaming, with video, it is, I love it, especially the game, because I have a gaming one. It's at 144 refresh rate and stuff, and it does really make a big difference in games and stuff.
Fine, fantastic. We are in the moment on STPB Radio. It's our annual guide to geek gifting. We are talking tech with the computer experts, and we do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to get into the home with some smart speakers and wearables and talk about things and answer a listener question about a laptop and an Android phone. And we're going to do that right after this. We are back in the moment on SDPB Radio with our annual Guide to Geek Gifting. And we are midway through the show and have a question from a listener. Good morning. I need help figuring out how to shop and find deals online. Not necessarily buy online, but how to locate the best price. And that's, again, a great consideration. Research. and how I like to do that is by going to some of my favorite online retailers and reading reviews, sorting by price and looking at reviews. Amos, Heather, Jeff, I'm not sure if you have any other tips or any other favorite things.
One of the things that I think we talked to, or I mentioned this a while back, because of its funny name, sometimes you wonder if something that looks like it's on sale on Amazon, is it really on sale, or is this, are they showing you a bigger price, the original price, $3.99, now on sale for 50 cents or something. CamelCamelCamel.com actually is a Amazon tracker, tracks prices, and will allow you to, track those and monitor those millions of prices and alert you when prices drop. I tell you what prices have been, whether or not it's really a good deal on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever day it happens to be. So that's an option for doing your research.
CamelCamelCamel.com. Yep. Okay.
I'm going to give it's easy, but it is a little bit of privacy invasion. So you may want to uninstall it when you're done. But there's actually an extension service if you're running Chrome. And it's called Honey, and basically you add it to your browser, and anything, any shopping site you go to, if you want to buy something, it actually compares and gives you the lowest price it can find across a whole bunch of different retailers. So it's not like limited to Amazon. If Amazon has the lowest price, it'll tell you to go buy it from Amazon. If it's someplace else has the lowest price, it'll tell you to go buy it from there. But the problem is, as a browser extension, it kind of has access to everything you do. So, it's a really neat tool. It seems to work very well, but it's not something I would leave installed when you're not shopping. But it's a quick and very easy way. The other ones are the websites that follow that and stuff, but they are harder. They don't cover quite as much sometimes. And there's other services like that out there now, but be very careful if you use them that you are giving up a lot. They have access to all your browsing history, so it's not something you want to keep installed, but they're becoming very popular. So use them if you want, but kind of beware.
Okay. Heather, anything to add?
Yeah, I'll jump in there. In one way, you know, we worry about being tracked and getting into websites, and sometimes saving $5 by, you know, digging into the website 3 hours later isn't necessarily the best route. And one way you can bypass a lot of that is shop local. Go to a store. Talk to people. Don't do it on Black Friday probably because it's going to be a little chaos. But go this weekend and find someone you can actually talk to about what you want and pick the things up and hold them and, you know, interface with a live person who can answer some of those questions. It doesn't always mean you have to shop there, although it's great if you do. Shopping local is always good. But it's a great way to ease that research aspect because the web could be a big black hole when you start, especially shopping for technology. You can keep going and going and never really know where you stand. And we talked about buying technology a few weeks ago. And if you start with knowing what you want and knowing what those specs are, knowing how it fits your life or the person you're buying for life, then whether you're researching online or talking to someone local, you can ask the right questions and not get caught up into a 12-hour Google search that now has you tracked all over the internet and about 5 million Facebook ads later.
Okay, so let's get to the specifics of this. They need a new Android phone, and they're not going to pay $1,000 plus. So that's going to get you out of the flagship phones. But I think you've already addressed this earlier. Depending on the carrier, I've been to a couple of the bigger carrier sites today, and you're right. You can go back and get a generation or two older brand name phone for starting at zero and going to what would be considered more of a reasonable price, even refurbished.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if it's for yourself, there's frequently phones available for sale on Facebook Marketplace and eBay and Craigslist, that sort of stuff. If it's a gift and you want to purchase something new, but yeah, it would be going to your carrier of choice, and I guess I don't know that I've ever seen a carrier not have a phone that either was incredibly cheap, if not free, you know, as long as you were buying and paying for the service. But that would be my suggestion is go out there and look at that line of phones that does fit in your price category, and then you know it's going to work on that service. You know it's not stolen. That's one of the things that can be frustrating if you're buying, you know, secondhand, or that it doesn't have some horrible defect that you're not aware of until you've got to use it for a while. So there are ways around not paying $1,000 for a new cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're in a large enough town. Yep, go ahead, Jeff.
And most of those old phones were the flagships of previous years. I mean, phones change over so often anymore with new models. But they don't stop making the old models. They just get cheaper and they get discounted. So even unlocked phones, when you don't have to pick a carrier, like some of the old iPhone generations, which are still made, you can get for relatively cheap compared to what you would have paid a year ago. I mean, in some cases, 50% the price of what you would have paid a year ago. So it does pay to not maybe shoot for the very cutting edge, but just go go back a year or two and the top-end phone's in and take a look, and you probably get a good deal on one, even brand new. And, you know, there's still 98% of the performance of the very top new ones that are you know, $1,000 plus right now.
Mm-hmm. And they're looking specifically for an Android, and I'll just say that now that the Pixel 4 has come out, there's quite a few deals on the 3s and the 3As, and they and still, you know, really, really great camera and software and reasonable speeds and things. So, yeah, now that the new phones are out kind of for the fall and for Christmas, the prices have dropped on just one notch older, and as people upgrade, the availability of used phones or refurbished phones is really, because a lot of people are trading them in and getting them, people are refurbishing them, reselling them. That's a great way to go. The second part of this is an inexpensive laptop type computer. Not sure if they're looking for a tablet with a keyboard or an actual traditional laptop standard. But not Chrome, and that's a caveat that I was actually going to mention later in the show. Yeah, when we start talking about laptops, is can you get by with buying a Chromebook? And Heather, I know you're a big advocate for that because of the reasonable price, the relative speed, and the functionality.
And it really depends. It comes back to what are your goals, or what is the person you're buying for goals. If you're really just going on the web and you need to pump out a Word document every once in a while, or you know, nothing too in depth and nothing that needs to run a program off your computer, a $99 Chromebook will get you a long ways and last a long time. But if you're going to be gaming on it, or you need to use, you know, Creative Suite from Adobe, or you know, a higher end program, then you need to gauge where you're going with your technology. I mean, it's all comes back to know what you're going to use your technology for before you even start shopping for it, so you don't underbuy or overbuy.
Yep. Is there a particular program that you need to run that does need the full version of, you know, iOS or Windows? And that's a great place to start. I have found that in looking at the Black Friday ads, some of those are not necessarily great deals compared to like you say, what they've been announcing over the last week or two, and I just say by looking at specs, mm-hmm. I've seen Black Friday ads that have the lower cores, the lower end AMD processors, the lower end Celerons with 128 gig SSD drive in it, mm-hmm. For just as much or more expensive than you can get a newer quad core. With a 256, you just have to kind of watch the numbers and the amount of RAM, because this is not making sense to me, these ads and the prices on laptops right now.
One of the things I noticed, especially on what you consider gaming laptops, is just because of the technology cycle, there are some really, really great deals. Unfortunately, when you get into the lower ends, and what you're kind of seeing is there's just not the margins there to begin with to be able to discount them. So the middle tier to high end is really having good deals, which makes the deals in the low end look worse than they normally are. But I'm seeing some gaming laptops at almost $400 to $500 off in some of the deals and stuff, which is a kind of misnomer, because no laptop lasts nearly as long as a desktop for gaming, because you just can't upgrade to components and stuff. But if you do want portable gaming, now's the time. But it's also kind of making those mid-range laptops look a lot better in price than they normally are this year compared to the low end. So maybe go up a little bit higher and have a laptop that lasts a little bit longer.
Yep, good tip there. Well, let's start getting into some of the nitty-gritties.
One other thing.
Yep, go ahead, Jeff.
One other thing I'll notice for him, depending on how light he wants, a Surface type laptop might be in order. They're not the cheapest; they're kind of mid-range, but they do run Windows fairly well. They're well supported, and you can kind of convert them from laptops to laptops. But there are low-end laptops. But like I said before, for a little bit more money, you can get a much better laptop that's going to last longer this year. So
I will say the tablet conversion laptops The folks that I've talked to that own the Surface products really like them. They seem to be solid and fast and get the job done. And they always wince a little bit when they talk about how much they paid for it. But they always seem to be fairly happy folks. I'm just going to throw that in there. We are in the moment on SDPB Radio. We're talking tech, and we would love to hear from you. Send your questions by emailing them to inthemoment@sdpb.org, or you can choose the text 956-SDPB. That's 956-7372. If you've got a question about holiday deals or tech, what you should or shouldn't stay away from, get a hold of us again, inthemoment@sdpb.org. One category that hasn't been around as long as say laptops or desktops or gaming systems are things for the home. Home technology, smart speakers sort of just kind of blew up mm-hmm. in the last few years. Have you been surprised that the Google products aren't picking up as quickly as maybe the Amazons have?
Yeah, they got started a little bit later, and you know they don't have the same integration with Amazon that Amazon does, right? I mean,
okay.
The fact that you've got that the ecosystem behind it of all of the Amazon Prime shopping and Prime Video and Prime Music and that sort of stuff that is really beneficial when it comes to one of those devices, in that you can say, you know, reorder me or order me, you know, laundry detergent or whatever it happens to be. So that's a little bit tough. And of course, just getting a later start. Because once you get a single device in, right, once I bought my first Amazon device, probably not going to go out and get a Google device too, because then depending on what room I'm in, I have to say something different. I'm more likely to continue down that same road. And so whatever you pick up the first time, because otherwise you're going to have to train yourself into what are the words to say, you know, which one do I wake up, which one can do what services with what other automation devices within my home. So it was a matter of getting started earlier.
Is this?
And one of the big advantages of Amazon for all their devices is if you wait 3 days, they have a sale on them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just cheaper across the board for what you get from Google. You're going to get more from Amazon for that device, and it's going to be cheaper. And I've been noticing even Amazon building out their home framework. So they even have wall clocks now integrated into their Echo lines that you can get for like $23. You know, your standard normal plain Jane wall clock that's fully integrated now. You can get Echo Dots when they have sales on them for just almost nothing. Google is nice, but if you really look closely, you're going to spend probably 30 to 50% more for the same kind of services than you are from Amazon, because Amazon at this point at least is just giving this stuff away.
That seems to be the case. I'm actually considering a show, an Echo show, when the product first came out, I'm like, no, not going there. Don't need a screen on my dot. And now I'm thinking of the conveniences of using it in the kitchen with recipes. And now that I've got the Blink security system, you can just say, show me the front door, mm-hmm. or show me the back door, or whatever. So I'm looking at those integrations and going, yeah, maybe that isn't quite so crazy after all.
And for $22, you can pick up a dot that replaces your alarm clock and shows you the time for your nightstand. I mean, and integrates with all your other devices. They're just becoming so cheap that it's almost, you pay more for a standalone clock than you would for an Echo Dot with a display just showing the time.
Okay. Well, would that be considered a decent gift idea for somebody that doesn't have anything right now? A digital assistant?
You know, I bought a digital assistant 2 years ago for somebody who didn't have anything, and mostly because it was like the perfect sweet spot of a person who was mildly interested in it but would never actually go out and purchase it for themselves, right? They just
okay.
They now have three.
One
in the kitchen, one in the bedroom, and one downstairs. And so, you know, that one worked out. As inexpensive as they are, it certainly is can be just a fun novelty item. Of course, they have to have, if it's a Amazon device, they have to have an Amazon account. But, you know, they can set it up, and if it turns out they don't like it, then certainly they're resellable or at that price point disposable.
I was going to ask if they gave it back to you in the next year, because I've seen that happen before too. A piece of technology is introduced into someone's home, and they go and they end up giving back, but they actually bought more.
I will close out just one thing. I don't know what Google is thinking, but they've been kind of breaking their ecosystem slightly in their services and stuff. Amazon, if you're looking right now, Amazon is probably the better integrated solution going forward. You're going to get the most services and most features out of it. Google had a really good one, but they just can't seem to get out of their own way and been breaking stuff recently in terms of their home integration and suite kind of concepts. So.
Wearables, I guess we've been talking about them for years, but they're finally starting to really get saturated. You've got the flagships, the Apple Watches and the Samsung Gear, but then there's this space kind of down below, I would say, with the Fitbits that started being a little bit more connected. And now Fossil has they're using the Android, what do they call that operating system? Is it Google Wear?
Is it Google Wear? Yeah.
Something like that. But I'm just wondering, and now that Google's bought Fitbit, if we're going to see a whole other line of things, it seems like the prices on Fitbits are really coming down for Christmas. Could be an opportunity to score a deal in that arena as well, if somebody's looking for wearable tech.
Absolutely. And those are at price points too that are, well within range of a lot of folks, and the Fitbits, they're turning more into watches, and watches are turning, are gathering more features and functionality that the Fitbits used to only supply. And so now it comes down to a matter of taste, really, of what you want wearing on your arm.
Yeah, I've even seen sales on the Apple Watch, not the current brand new generation, but like I said, one generation back. And they're actually quite competitive on the high end for the high end other smartwatches from Garmin and Fitbit and other suppliers.
Yeah, like the 149 range, sub 200, I believe. So, well, we're going to take another quick break. Time flies, I guess, when you're having fun. We have a number of listener questions and comments to get through when we come back. And then we're going to talk about gifts under certain price points, all that after this. We are back in the moment on SDPB Radio. We're talking tech today. It's our annual Guide to Geek Gifting. We have a couple of quick questions we want to get through. Jim asks, who is the 5G carrier in Sioux Falls? I believe that's Verizon. So that's easy to answer. Leland has a question about the iPhone SE, and apparently maybe a new one, because the SE's been out for a few years, 3 years now. And it's the budget iPhone in the $350 range or so. Mm-hmm, yeah. Leland, we haven't heard any rumors about its features or a new one coming out, but we will certainly keep our ear to the ground for you. We're going to move on into the next segment, and we have a little fun with this usually, and it's gifts in certain price ranges, and we just kind of go around the table and talk about gifts under, let's start with gifts under $100. One of the things about gifting is knowing who you're gifting for, and if they happen to be a crafter, there are a number of really cool tech crafting things from Crickets that can be a little bit more expensive, on down to, I saw a really interesting, it's called the 3Doodler craft pen. It's a 3D craft pen. You feed the 3D material into it,
yeah.
It heats it up, and you draw, and it hardens, and it's a 3D craft doodler.
Interesting.
And if they're good drawers, these creations can be quite interesting. But I that's well under $100. Not well under, but it's $100 bucks, and could get the creative juices flowing if you have such a person in your family. Amos?
Yeah. So under $100, yeah. I'm gonna go with the can I do two? I mean, is there two in there?
Yeah.
Two, because and they're related. They're both they both play music or podcasts or something. They produce sound. One is the earbuds. Right, mm-hmm. And I don't want to push a particular brand or style, because that's going to be a personal choice. But you can find many of them right up to the $99 mark, so it fits within the $100 limit. You know, Anchor's got some, Samsung. I don't know if the AirPods fall into that $100 category or not, but there's lots available, and so those are good. And the other one would be just a good Bluetooth speaker, such as the one that is provided by. It's called the Yui Boom. It's got great sound, waterproof. It's available, in multiple colors. So it's very stylish, the red, blues, grays, yellows, that sort of stuff. I've heard them, and they sound really great. So that's a USB speaker that, has the little carabiner clip, so you can put it on your backpack and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Great for kids.
All right. Heather, gifts under $100.
Well, I'm going to do one that goes back possibly to our question that's right around 100, just as a little FYI, because I think when you're looking at especially older relatives or people, in your life who haven't moved up to a smartphone but are maybe ready and you want to, be the person who provides that.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart especially has some amazing deals on both Android products, but I'm thinking the iPhone SE and the iPhone 6. You can get them for under $150, right around. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if going into Christmas they get right at 100 with the, prepaid plan, so you're not subscribing anyone to a big system. And they're a great starter phone, because I know for a lot of people who are just getting smartphones, having that home button still matters. So those older iPhones can be a great way to introduce relatives who haven't gone there yet to the magical world of smartphones. Under $50, we all know, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, the Instapot was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just like all technology that's been co-opted by everyone else and the prices come down, the Best Buy brand, which is actually pretty well rated, and I can't think of the actual brand name, but it's what you will find at Best Buy, they're selling theirs for a whopping $35 this year. And so if you have someone in your life that is looking, been contemplating that, I think that's a pretty good deal. And under $25, for those who haven't jumped into the having a camera in the home at the front door or the front gate or in the barn, in the case of us, there's some really amazing deals. One of the highest ranked ones on Amazon, which is the Wyze Spark camera, is only $25 right now, and I think that's a great deal if you want to pop into that and add it to your home security system or just your kid's room.
And that was Wyze?
W-Y-Z-E. And that one even has night vision, so if you're using it as a baby monitor or a kid's monitor, it can do a lot for you.
I've heard that rumored, and I haven't gone out and researched it, but I will. Jeff, $100.
Unfortunately, most of the really good games that we were expecting this year have all now been set back to March or April of next year. But there is one that just came out, and it's not without its faults, but if you're a Star Wars fan, especially with the Star Wars movie coming out, Jedi Fallen Order came out. It's kind of in the good old days, set in the good old day universe, right after Revenge of the Sith, in the movie timeline, and it's actually a really good. It has some kind of high-end requirements, but you can get for Xbox and PS4, and it's really quite a fun game, especially for those Star Wars fans. Really expands the story out quite a bit.
Okay. $50, Jeff?
At that point, I was just going to say streaming devices. I have both Comcast either built into my TVs or separate. And to be honest, I find the separate stuff works a little bit better. Same with the Roku. Everyone's going to streaming. I probably use my Roku more than anything else at this point. But just to get data, send stuff from my PC up, a Comcast, Chromecast is a really good device. And you can get these devices high-end 4K at 50 all the way down to 1080p or 720p if you have a children's TV that's small, doesn't support those, down to $20 anymore. So it's kind of a no-brainer pickup, and you get a lot of free TV channels and stuff, including PBS on those on Roku. So
mm-hmm. That's a good option. I've got down on my list for 50 and under is a good wireless phone charger. So I'm talking about the kind of cradle that you can set your phone in on your desk or at night next to your bed or even in your car. Just set the phone down. It starts wirelessly charging. It's a slow trickle charge, but it works. And those prices are reasonable, and you may know somebody that needs one of those. Mm-hmm. Amos, $50.
And actually, this wasn't mine, but I would say also a good wired charger as well. Make you know there are some that I was looking at today that it's a brick that plugs in. It's a wired charger, but then when you're ready to go, you pull that brick out, and that brick is also a battery, right? So, so now it not only charges your phone at home, but you take it with you. And it's a power charger, which is actually what I was going to go with. Having you know somebody having in their car, in their glove box, in their coat pocket, in their backpack, extra power. We all know the worst feeling in the world is that your phone's at 2% and you've got 6 hours of the day left. So having that extra power, and at a $50 price point, yeah. You're getting them a really good quality, can charge multiple times, maybe can charge multiple devices, kind of battery pack.
Awesome. 25 and under?
To me already?
Yeah.
Yep. 25 and under. And actually, so 25 and under, I'm going to repeat my earbuds thing because there are earbuds that are out there that are available for that. Heather actually stole my Wisecam one because I also think that's a great one at $25 right now on Amazon. If you don't have a video camera, go with that one.
Okay, I've got Scribble and Play for kids. It's basically a screen that they can color on, but you don't have to take the colors and the markers and everything everywhere and have that mess. You can actually do it electronically, and it's right around the $25 level. Jeff, did you have anything at 25?
Yeah, this is kind of for those people that may be concerned about video cameras and cameras running inside your home and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just found this. I didn't even realize you can get just motion sensors now down to about $15 to $20. And while they don't have video, they do alert you if there's motion in your home. So they're a good security device if you're kind of worried about having a camera running all the time inside your house recording you.
Very good. Well, we are running out of time for today's show. I did have a listener question. It says, can we listen again on sdpb.org? The answer is yes. I've got some of these holiday gift tips ready to go. We're going to attach the show audio to it. Listen.sdpb.org is the address, and you will be able to listen to basically a podcast of this show. Actually, we have a podcast as well. Yes, you can listen to the repeat of this show anytime on any device. This afternoon at listen.sdpb.org. That is all the time that we have for today's show. I want to thank everyone, Amos, Jeff, Heather, down in Vermilion. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. These are all great ways to stay focused, to save money, and to find the right gifts for people that you care about. Hopefully, this has been helpful and take a little bit of stress out of your life. Have a great weekend, everyone.